This is a big hour to conclude my time here in on RSN this morning. Anyway, after 10 o'clock, it's race day mornings live from Flemington with Michael Felgate, Matthew Stewart and Dan Malecki. But we're about to preview this Group 1 meeting at Sydney, highlighted by the Group 1 Randwick Guineas, the Canterbury Stakes, the Todman's a beauty. What a card it is up there at Randwick this afternoon. Ed Kennett with his play of the day, but Sinclair to look at Eagle Farm, Nadia Horn to look at Morphinville, Peter Anters to look at Bunbury Cup Day, Harry White to preview Eden Hope Cup Day, Dan Malecki to have a look at Melton tonight, plus we'll have a quick look at the Miracle Mile, Harness Racing's biggest event in New South Wales, and also George Ferrugia will preview the Horsham Cup tonight, where Shimmer Shine is the dominant favourite. But Kevin Casey joins us now to preview the card at Royal Randwick. Kev, what a meeting this promises to be. Good morning to you.
It's a ripper day, Gareth. Yeah, unquestionably, from start to finish, it's so many highlights. We've got hopefully a fair track here with a no rain really, and not much irrigation put on it. So good for a track, pleasant day up there. So it's all ahead of us, and we'll get a couple more Group 1 winners, and the slipper picture starts to really get very clear at this point, I think.
Thank God! Can you believe it, Kev? We're racing on a good four in Sydney, on a big day with the rail out 3 metres.
It feels good. Yes, yep. It does feel good. It's what you want, always what you want for a big day like this. So fingers crossed the results fall into line for us.
All right, let's get through this card. The Fireball Stakes is the first race, the listed race for the 3-year-old Scratch, the 7 Vowmaster, the 8 Mar Busher, of course, comes to Melbourne. I'll go through the scratchings with each race. Wild Rules, the odds-on favourite at $1.65, Doubtland at $5.50, and Andermatt at $4.20 here, Kev.
Yeah, look, Wild Ruler is on top. He's announced himself, I think, last preparation with his two wins in Sydney, then to the Group 1 down the straight at Flemington and finishing top three there behind September Run. Now he's come back. He's been trialling up really well. And inside draw here, he's got the option to lead. I think he takes that option. And he's a colt that I would expect to keep rising up to be among the high-level sprinters and among the high-level three-year-old sprinters at the very least. He's on top here. I'm perhaps more comfortable with the price of Andermatt. He's through a benchmark race on a wet track, but his effort there was indicative that, he's potentially going to be able to rise to the high level. So I think he's a close second selection here. A couple of Schnitzel colts, one ahead of 6 for me. Yeah, look, certainly Doubtland next in line. I'm not rushing at the price about him, but he is third in line for me. Mamaragan, who's back and just looking at sprint races, this preparation, he's even gone forward in his trials, is fourth best. 1 and 6, 3 and 2 for the first.
The Todman Stakes over the 1,200 metres. What a race this promises to be. Scratch the 6, Rocket Tiger. The 9, Solar Winds. Wayne Hawkes says Solar Winds will be hard to beat in Canberra tomorrow. Market tells us Profiteer, $2.30. Michael Kent Jr. McPrice over the moon with him. Animo at $11, a good enough push from James Cummings, I think, this morning with that 2-year-old. Stay Inside at $3.10 and Remarked at $4.60.
Yeah, well, this is the key race. We think that the boys have got a firm grip on this year's slipper. This is the race. I mean, usually the slipper winner races today, and so the two favourites are in this very race. So, look, I'm with Profiteer. He can lead out here. He thrashed them in both appearances. Melbourne switched to Sydney, no worries. I mean, that was super impressive. Sectionals were just outstanding, overall time outstanding, and you'd imagine he's hard to catch. You're getting a price here because the opposition is strong. I'm comfortable enough with where he's at, though, at that quote. Animo, I think, is potentially some value. I mean, his return runs have been fantastic, obviously just missed in the prelude. His effort from the draw in the Blue Diamond was simply suggestive of of where he's at. He's a good level of colt who could possibly be really rushing at the line here. His second pick for my me in front of Stay Inside, who just draws out. I know we've got, you know, back to a field of seven here. Just where he quite gets to in the run Stay Inside could be a little crucial here. He may get a less than ideal run, but I mean, he's had two runs at the track and thrashed them. So he's not going to surprise anybody if he wins. Remark, fourth best for me here, and the quote there looks tight for mine. He has been a bit of a drifter to this point. Profiteer on top, Animo's second selection there. That's probably the the twist in my selections. 1, 3, 5, and 7 for race two.
Race three is for the two-year-old fillies, the Riesling Stakes over the 1,200 metres. Scratchings are clear. Swift Witness, $6 the one. Vianello at $6. You got Pretty Woman at $5. Joyous Legend at $7. And then we go out to Start on Debut at $8.50 here, Kev.
Yeah, I don't know. It's that sort of race. I've got a first starter here, I think, has got a genuine hope. Look, Vianello on top for mine. She's had plenty of experience. A couple of runs going back to last year. And she came into town on Boxing Day. Her two runs since then have first sort of, you know, had her as a good level of filly. Second Stay Inside suggests that. She probably could have, with a bit better luck, finished closer than the four lengths. It's a decent form line to bring along. Inside draw, she'll need a bit of luck at the crucial stage. Swift Witness comes back from the Gold Coast, of course, had some excuses there. She trialled pretty well on the return to Sydney. She should slot in for a nice run here, I think. Gustard, the Hawks newcomer, and half to Love and Gabby. She stretched out nicely to win a Canterbury trial last week. I think she's here as a winning hope. Two sliders next best for mine. I can mention Pretty Woman, who takes this option and looks to set up nicely in the run as well. It's a wide open race. I've got it marked pretty wide as the market does. 3-1, 12-2 for the race.
Yep, 3-1, 12-2 there in the Riesling for Kev. The Randwick City Stakes over the 2,000 metres, race number 4. Scratch 8 and 9. You've got Sagramento at 250. The 2, the Lord Mayor at 850. Collide the 4 at 750. And your favourites, the 7 Mount Popper at $2.30.
Oh, wow. Two horse war here, potentially. Yes, the favourites are the ones. Sacramento's up and going. He's got a depth of fitness there. He's winning. And he's going to be rolling along, you would imagine, with the stablemate staying away. He could potentially get a very cosy lead here, Sacramento. So on top he goes. Now, Mount Popper, who's returned second to Shared Ambition, and a nose second to Shared Ambition, was fantastic. We saw him raise his game second up last preparation, going back to the middle of last year. Yeah, look, he's got to figure out what he's going to do from the inside draw. But again, we're back to a small field here. That should not be a big issue. And he's the biggest threat. I've got them just the other way around there in terms of where they should be in favouritism. 2 ahead of 7. 3, the Lord Mayor, next best for me. I mean, he's poised now third up, beaten a couple by Sacramento. That brings him in here nicely. And Quick Thinker can improve to a good level to get into top four today. 2, 7, 3, and 1.
Race 5 is the Challenge Stakes, Group 2, Wait for Age over the 1,000, Nature Strip at $1.65, Eduardo at $9, and the Philly Written Beauty at $3.80 here, Kev.
Oh, fascinating. Fascinating. She's on top for me. Now, the price is gone, but there's still a price there. You just said it, $3.80. Now, she's got one to beat here. Now, if he's a little below his best, which he is, you know, roughly half the time, a bit less than that, I think she pounces here. She's only been beaten once herself. I think she's nicely placed here in this race. And look, with the speed plentiful, she can just have a look. She can take a little sit back, Written Beauty, and I have her being very, very strong here and having last crack over Nature Strip. He's drawn widest. I imagine he wants to get up and over all of them, but there are other speed runners here, clearly. Eduardo, Jungle Edge tends to, you know, want to lead when he's up against Nature Strip. You've even got Space Boy from a low draw as well to maybe be a factor. So, look, strongly backed, 650, I think she got put up, and now she's 380. So, I think there's a few good judges have assessed her as a genuine chance to beat him. I'm hopefully one of those good judges. I've got her on top of Nature Strip, to Eduardo next best, then Splintex. The filly to beat the star here. 8 ahead of 1, 2, and 4.
All right, 8, 1, 2, and 4. And the challenge there for Kev, race number 6, is the Weona Girl over the 1,200 metres. Scratchings are clear here. Positive Piece, $8.50. Fiesta at $5. Emanate at $1.90. Generals at $8.50. Is this odds-on favourite? Does she win again here, Kev?
I'm tipping her. I was very surprised to see her as short as she was. Now, she's drifted from the price she was a couple of days ago. And she looks poised, there's no question about that, to measure up to this grade. But it's the first time she's had a go at it. She's only tackled Saturday class for the first time this preparation. Her sectionals last time, her time suggests it shouldn't be an issue, but she's weighted on 53. But so are horses that have been at the level and performed at the level in the past as well. She looks to get the gun run. There are many, many positives. I'm just a little surprised at the price. I don't have her in the red at all here, but on top she goes. Fiesta's obviously a multiple group winner who can perform fresh. We know her style. She'll be at the back and she'll be looking to have last crack. The speed is here. It doesn't look red hot, but She'll be attacking the line as well as she can anyway. A strong second pick. Jen Rules has firmed up from a price that looked big. Andrew Adkins has the ride on her first up. She's got some fresh form as well. She doesn't win out a turn, I suppose, but she performed well early last prep. And Positive Piece, who could get a cozy-ish lead here. I mean, she was poor, well below my expectations first up, but she could perhaps lift on that. 6, 2, 5, and 1 there for the sixth.
Yep, looking forward to that. Then we'll move on to race number 7. The first of the group ones, the Randwick Guineas here. Scratchings for this group one feature, well, they're clear. Aegon dominates the market. The Boom 3-year-old from New Zealand. He's at $2.25. He's 5 from 5. King's Legacy, 19. North Pacific at $6. Blinkers go on. And no excuses, according to Team Hawks, up to the mile today with those blinkers on. Peltzer at $9.50. Mwanga at $6. Has the CS Hayes form lines going into this contest. And that basically says it all regarding the market and those horses under double figures here, Kev.
Yeah, well, you've set it up well, Gareth. I mean, it's a great clash with a few different angles here with Mwanga coming back from Melbourne. Aegon's unbeaten, though, and the way he did it in the Hobartville is, just says that perhaps he is just playing better than these. He's a Sacred Falls. We know that horse loved the wet, and his progeny seemed to love the wet. He's done it all on soft tracks in New Zealand and a soft 7 at Rosehill. And he's onto a genuine dry track today. It's only a very slight query for mine, just the way he... It was a dashing win now. In New Zealand, for the most part, he won his group one by a narrow margin. He won first up by a narrow margin. There was no narrow margin about that. I mean, he could have, should have, perhaps won by more than he did. He has to go on top here for me. I don't see a reason why he shouldn't. He'll be worse than midfield in this full field of 13. Maybe he's back, 9th, 10th in the run. So he'll have a bit of work to do, but I think he can run past them. Mwanga, who returns with the blinkers going on, yes, a rock solid first up. We think that's a comparable form race to come through. An extra furlong suits perfectly. I think Lion's Roar, number 6, is potentially at some value here. I know he's going and looking and wanting the longer trip than this. I thought he'd get enough to be a little interested. Maybe a place for him and certainly North Pacific with the blinkers replacing the winkers for him. I mean, he has been solid in the Hobartville there, running second to Aegon. He might have to be a minor place getter again here today, but he should get a nice trail in the run. 1.7, 6, and 3 for me there in the Guineas.
Let's have a look at the Canterbury Stakes. Group 1, level weight for age over the 1,300 metres. Scratching the 4, Kementari is out, and also the 11, Prague. You've got Bivouac at 260, Dream Force at 11, Samadout at 11, Dawn Passage at 11, Masked Crusader at $6, Savitiano at $4.20.
Yeah, another beauty here. Godolphin on top for me. Savitiano, she gets a chance here. She'll roll forward. There'll be other speed here, of course. Dream Force is in the race. What does Samadout do? There could be a bit going on early, but I think that she's fair enough to put her hand up here after being a multiple Group 2 winner. She ran in this race last year and ran second in it as favourite. I think she gets another chance to get that Group 1 win. On top she goes from Bivouac. Switching back here is potentially the right move. His last efforts at Randwick, you wouldn't deny him a big chance in this. Obviously, he's placed to Classic Legend in the Everest and the shorts leading up to it before he went to Flemington for that triumphing win. He's at his best, we know, that he could run past these and smash them, really. 6, Dawn Passage, I think, is some value in the race. Now, fresh form is good. He'll be off speed a little bit, even though he's led in his recent trial. He led throughout. I'd have him comfortably at midfield here and maybe having last look. Think he can win and looks value. 7, Masked Crusader, another factor in the race. Getting beaten in benchmark 88 throughout last prep, and here he is as a genuine chance into a group winner, a group one after a strong win second up. He is in the mix here, no doubt. 4th in line, 8.167, another beauty.
All right, then. So you are with Savitiano over Bivouac, Dawn Passage, and Masked Crusader in at that Canterbury Stakes. Let's have a look at the final event. It's a 1600 metre race for the Mares, Group 3 level. And you can scratch Scarlet Dream, of course, comes to Melbourne. Nimbley, the 12, is out. Alfurious, the 14. And then Channa, the 15, is out, along with Welsh Legend. Market here, you've got Miss Sentimental at $12. She's Ideal at $4.40. Rock O'Clock at $8. Outback Diva at $10. And Polly Gray at $5. Lelute at $8.50 here, Kev.
Yeah, look, down the bottom for me here is a mare called Salika, who I think could be some value. She's setting up beautifully in the run here. She's coming back from a close-up placing at Flemington. Yes, she's been competing in benchmark 78, but she is Group 3 place going back post-Christmas. I reckon that she's got a chance here on the limit. Andrew Adkins looking for that comeback win. He's got a couple of good rides today. I think this mare can run well. 18 on top, 13, Polly Gray, rock solid first up. You should see her sort of trailing at midfield. She'll be better for it. Has to be a winning chance there. Outback Diva racing well off a neat sort of win, but a good horse. And 5, she's Ideal, another horse. So another mare that returned in good style. She goes in as 4th. 18, 13, 9 and 5 for the last.
All right, Kev, your best, your value bet in a quaddie.
Yeah. I found it tricky for a best. Aegon, yes, race 7, number 1. He's probably just a tad under where I want him to be. So you know what? I'm going to do this. My best is Written Beauty, race 5, number 8, as the best of the day, trying to knock off the almost champion Sprinter Nature Strip. Race 5, number 8, the best. The value, race 9, number 18, Salika. Now, it's quaddie numbers, first leg 1, 2, and 5. Into 1 and 7, the third leg 1, 6, 8, and we're home with 5, 9, 13, and 18.
Good punting, good tipping, Kev, and we wish you the best of luck with Written Beauty as well.
Thanks, Gav.